No, the game of chess, and indeed Irish chess, is going through something of a resurgence in popularity in recent years. It's doubled its membership over that time period. And to mark the fourth anniversary this month of Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, a charity chess tournament will take place on Saturday with the Irish Chess Union, the North East Kerry and West Kerry Development, and MTU. The Ukrainian chess champion Eunice Bardi, who studies at MTU, will hold a session of simultaneous play with over 60 participants. Everyone is invited to take part. I spoke to the president of the Irish Chess Union, Desmond Beattie, who was on a visit to Kerry, about this.
My name is Desmond Beattie. I'm the chairperson of the Irish Chess Union, the national governing body of the sport of chess in Ireland, known from the world governing body as a federation president. I came down to Kerry this morning. I'm here to promote a wonderful event, which is an attempt to break the Irish simultaneous chess record, where one player takes on many others. A previous record held by a visiting player is 54 by Raymond Keane in 1977, where he won 47, drew 7, and lost none. And the Irish record by an Irish player is 44 by Sam Collins, international master, in 2023, where he won 38, drew 6, and lost none. And so this event here in Tralee on Saturday the 21st at the MTU North Campus is an attempt to break that record. The symbol giver will be Eunice Bardi from Ukraine. And this is a major charity event. It's in aid of the provision of medical rescue vehicles in Ukraine under the charity named Herkit.
Okay, so that's the aim of it. This is a remarkable event. And who can take part at 60 players facing one Ukrainian chess champion?
I would hope 60 players at a minimum. We are providing, making provision for as many as 120. I mean, one doesn't just have to break a record by a small amount. And so the invitation, as it were, is for anyone who is interested in taking on Eunice, who is a student here at MTU, is to enter. I can give you the details on entry momentarily. Is to enter, and what will happen is you'll come in on the day at about 10:30 on the 21st, and there'll be a big long array of essentially one huge single table, typically organised in a U shape, and you'll sit down, and you will take on Eunice, and Eunice will start one board, and shake your hand, and that player will make their move, and then Eunice will go all the way around the however many 60, 70, 80, as many as show up. Make one move at a time. And when he returns back to the first board, or to each board, but it's the first board, that's when the player makes the move, and then Eunice will make his move straight away and then move on to the next table. So it could be 60. We would hope for as many as want to play.
Yeah, that's remarkable, a remarkable event. And look, for people who aren't aware, Desmond, Ukraine is an incredibly strong association, association with chess, producing several grandmasters over the years.
Oh, indeed. And the more local view of that is the injection of enthusiasm and talent by our Ukrainian visitors has been wonderful over the last 4 years. In fact, there's a very strong local player here who's based out in Ardfert area who represented Ukraine at the European School Chess Championship held in Limerick there a couple of years ago. We've got very strong young Ukrainian players all over Ireland. There's one just north of Dublin, another up in Sligo, and all over the country. So in that sense, Ukraine being a very strong chess nation, way back when it would have been part of the very large and powerful Soviet chess machine, when during the Cold War the Soviets saw chess as a low-cost but very powerful way of seeking to express their superiority and dominance. And indeed, the Soviet chess machine, up until the wall came down in 89, essentially dominated world chess for about 50 years, with the notable exception of Bobby Fischer. So the Ukrainian chess in Ireland is great, and indeed, this year, 2026, is Ireland's turn to host the Glony Gilbert International, one of the oldest youth team tournaments in the world, founded by an Irishman, Cecil Parker Glony, in 1947, and it's been running pretty much every year since. And for the last few years, we've introduced additional teams, and in particular, international teams. And the majority of the players on those international teams have been Ukrainians based in Ireland. The call there is very much looking forward to seeing a strong international stroke Ukrainian team playing in that very prestigious event in the summer. I'm hoping that you'll see some of them playing in the Simul on the 21st.
Yeah, that's a brilliant. So has it been a bit of an injection of enthusiasm into Irish chess, the number of Ukrainians who have come here, given their love for it as a pastime, as a sport?
Well, indeed, chess has seen something of a significant renaissance and massive growth here in Ireland, primarily since the beginning of, during and after the pandemic. Having had what we used to call the Fischer generation, so back in the 70s when we had the 1972 event in Reykjavik, Fischer-Spassky match, that brought through a whole bunch of new players back then. And since then, chess has been doing reasonably well in Ireland. But Irish Chess Union numbered about 1,000 members. But following the pandemic, when a couple of things happened, or more than a couple of things, the gamers discovered this ancient and really deep game that they could play and really enjoy online. And they all have their Twitch commentary, so they're all commentating. Normally, they're commentating on their whatever I call them their you know, shoot 'em, hunt 'em, whatever games.
Yeah.
And suddenly, they discovered this game called chess that they could commentate on online, or they could play online, and they could do very similar things to what they do with their gaming commentary. Then we also during the pandemic had the Queen's Gambit, and that did an awful lot of exposure of chess globally, but in particular in Ireland.
That was a huge the huge Netflix series that was a massive hit for Netflix in 2020 and got a huge amount of attention.
Absolutely, yes. And the production qualities of many of Netflix's, without overdoing it on Netflix, but the production qualities they brought to the Queen's Gambit were exceptional, not just on everything else, costumes and character and plot development, but the chess itself was very cleverly done, because they didn't overdo it. They didn't make it very detailed around the games. But yet, every game that they used in the Queen's Gambit was either a real game or based on a real game that was played by top players. For example, that final game where she beats Berghoff, in the big event in Moscow in the final one, was actually a game played by two grandmasters about 40 years ago, which over the board ended in a draw. Mm. It was only when they went away and did some analysis afterwards that the players determined that there had been a winning line available to one of the players, and that was the winning line they gave the character in the Queen's Gambit at the end.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, all of the impact there. I mean, membership of the Irish Chess Union more than doubled. A participation in our over-the-board events once the lockdowns were lifted and so forth, and we got back to over-the-board chess, membership more than doubled and has continued to grow since. So with all of that in context, the arrival of all of the Ukrainians 4 years ago and subsequently with their chess skill has played into that. So, you know, they've provided an additional injection of enthusiasm. They've also injected an additional, playing strength at all ages. There's an amazing man who's, I'm afraid his name escapes me, who is, I think, more than partially sighted. I think he's unable to see at all. And he navigates from County Clare around the country by public transport without any English, using just his translation tool and his navigation tools or support tools on his mobile to go and play chess in Dublin and Cork and Kerry and the likes. They've brought all of this, as I say, enthusiasm and interest to play and participate and contribute. Yeah. And that's very much what this event is about. It's about recognising that. It's about supporting it. It's about bringing, you know, everyone together, whether they be Ukrainian, Irish or anyone else, with the community of chess, which is amazingly accessible. In fact, I was having a conversation with Michael Hall just on the way in here from the station around how chess is, you know, is a game, it's a sport that A, can be played by anyone, but indeed it can be played on equal terms, whether you're blind or otherwise disabled or whatever, that you can partake on equal terms with anyone of any ability.
Yeah.
I don't mean chess ability.
Yes.
And so, you know, so this idea that similar is, again, we're looking forward to seeing players of any standard come up and take their chances against Eunice.
Yeah, brilliant. It's in the Kerry North campus, 10:30 a.m. Saturday, February 21st. How can people get involved, finally?
Okay. They can enter via the calendar and the news items on the Irish Chess Union website, icu.ie. So that's icu.ie. And there you just look up the Simile Aid of Ukraine, and there's details there, including links to the Herkut charity, which is the charity for which this event is raising the money for the medical rescue vehicles. And there's also means of entry. There's also means of donating if you want. I think the other thing to note here is not only is it happening in the MTU campus, for those of any players who want to volunteer to play in Brussels, Barcelona, Lisbon, Bratislava, Prague, Vilnius, Dortmund, or Kiev, or Montreal, could also sign up, although probably not via the ICU website.
Yes.
I say that in that this is obviously a defining feature of the event, is the fact that it's an international format. It's busy, you know, bringing people together, not just in Tralee and in Ireland, but it will be held simultaneously in those multiple cities that I just listed.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, look, it's fascinating stuff, and continued success to chess, and it's great to see the uptake and interest in it, but it should be a brilliant event next week. And thanks, Desmond Devillian, for talking to us about it.
Okay, there is a couple of other things I'd mention if we have time.
Sure,
here,
yeah.
Number one, the initiatives that are going on within chess in the schools in Ireland. So I give a shout out to Fihil, who is the network of primary school teachers, who have got something around 14,000 primary school kids using chess in the classroom to learn social skills.
That's amazing.
SPHE. So their trigger for doing this is not the obvious maths and STEM, although that's also a value and there's lots of elements there. It's around SPHE, because it's much harder to stop a game of hurling or football to say, no, here's a learning lesson. This person got angry about that particular decision. Whereas in chess, you know, you can do it in the classroom, the type of education. So shout out to Fihil, as I say, and they then organise friendly matches between local schools in this term, in the Easter term, and as I say, about 14,000 kids are signed up to be playing those events. The other thing that's coming up in Cork this year, if I'm allowed to mention Cork, is the Irish Junior Championships, which will be on in the last weekend of the Easter holidays. Details on icu.ie. And I believe I've already mentioned the fact that Ireland are hosting the Blarney Gilbert International. So for stronger players, there's an opportunity to be selected to play for your country and to play in a home match. Normally we travel all over the place to go and play these matches. So
yeah.
Thank you for listening to me there on all that extra stuff.
Brilliant.
It's been a pleasure.
Desmond, thanks so much, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Take care.
Desmond Beattie there of the Irish Chess Union. Remarkable stuff, and should be a great day on Saturday. Remarkable to see the resurgence in the sport as well.